as the U.S. religious right continues its relentless homophobic rhetoric, groups of gay, lesbian, bi, and trans people who have a vested interest in conservative denominations and religious institutions are engaged in a counterattack. The GOBT alumni of Oral Roberts University are at the forefront of organizing graduates of conservative religious colleges, and ORU Out, as their group is called, brought a small but determined band of activists to Los Angeles at the end of September for its annual conference. This Way Out's Lucia Chappell attended the gathering and chats with ORU Out President Jeff McKissick about their mission.
ORU is Oral Roberts University. It was founded in Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1965. It is predominantly a non-denominational Christian university that was founded by televangelist Oral Roberts.
Now, how did all of these gay people end up coming out of Oral Roberts University?
Well, I think obviously we had to have a lot of gay people who were members of Oral Roberts University. But people have asked me over the years, you know, why someone who knew coming into it that they were gay, lesbian, these had tendencies, going to an institution like Oral Roberts and knowing the rules, knowing the regulations ahead of time, why would you put yourself through that? And I think, at least in certain cases I can speak for, you've had a number of people who saw this man on TV for years, who stood for healing something that was wrong with people. And for many of us who grew up in a conservative religious element, who were told something's wrong with you if you're gay or lesbian, there was that thought in the back of our brain that maybe if we go here in the process of getting an education, somehow we will be fixed or healed or delivered or however you want to phrase it. So I think that's why a lot of people may have gone there. The real healing did come, but not till later. Because the real healing was not the fact there was something wrong that needed to be fixed. It's the healing of our own self-perception. And there was nothing wrong. Loves. That's the healing that took place.
So then what's the goal of ORU Out?
Well, we really have three goals. Number one is we obviously want to network with other alumni, both who are out or who are struggling with sexual identity issues. Number two, we want to be a resource to the students on campus who are needing assistance wrestling with sexual identity issues. And then third, we have and continue to open up a dialogue with the university itself as to how better to relate to GLBT alumni, faculty, staff, and students.
And how is it going?
All three levels, I think, very well, including the university. We've attended the last two homecomings at ORU as an openly out group and have been very well accepted by faculty and current students. There may be some dissension, but we've never dissented or felt it. So we've been very pleased. The university position, we've agreed to disagree, but they have been very cordial in their communications with us and seemingly very open to us when we've attended any campus meetings.
The goal of this conference
was obviously providing a networking opportunity for alumni that we have in the Los Angeles area, but also to be a starting point for other groups wishing to form, be it at Biola, Azusa Cathedral, or Marymount, or Birmingham, because we do have alumni from other conservative religious schools who are contacting us on a regular basis saying, hey, you guys did it. How can we do the same thing? So the purpose of this meeting was to give us a chance for some inter-networking, but also as an outreach to help other groups get information on how they can start a similar group.
I've heard talk this weekend about the Literacy Project. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
One of the things we're looking at doing at Homecoming this year, last year we did a quilt project, and we actually created quilts for the National Names Project that were done the names of alumni from ORU that we knew died of AIDS. This year, we're looking at a literacy project where we will donate books to the library of the university, be it from an English perspective or a theology perspective, books that better can educate the students, faculty, and staff regarding the overall GLBT issue. Because currently, there's, as you can well imagine, not a lot of resources on campus where not only the closeted students can access, but even straight students who are curious, who are working research papers, who really do need access to this kind of academic information. So that's going to be the gist of the Literacy Project.
How can people get in touch with ORU Out?
On our website, it is a lifeblood. You can contact us at www.oru-out.com. ORUOut.com.
That was ORU Out President Jeff McKissick in conversation with This Way Out's Lucia Chappell.
Hi, this is Margaret Cho, star of Notorious CHO, and you are listening to This Way Out, the international radio magazine for all our sexually diverse communities.